My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharo. Today we are in chapter number 8, mission number 3. If you lose something during the daytime and you find it again that same day, Tahor. Right? Any vessel, if you lose, it's pure. Had someone touched it with his foot, he would have retrieved it and kept it. So we assume that no one actually touched it. But if you lose it during the day, you find it at night. If you lose it at night, you find it during the day. Or if you find it in the day and you find it the next day, a full 24 hours later, then it's tameh. Maybe someone touched it by the foot who didn't see it, right? Nighttime's different. So we're afraid that we assume that if someone touched it with their foot, they would have taken it unless it was at nighttime. So then we have reason to believe that the item that you dropped is tameh. Zeh haklal kol she'avor alav halayla o miksato tameh. This is the rule. Anytime the night passes or part of the night, we consider it to be tameh. Hashutech kelim b'shut harabim tahorin. If you let's say you spread out your clothes, I guess to dry them or some such, in the public domain, tahor v'shut yachid tmein. In the private domain, tameh. Following our normal rules, the im hayam shamran. But let's say you were guarding them, protecting them, tahorim. Obviously, they are tahor if you are there watching the whole time. Naflu v'alach lahavian. Let's say they fell. And you went to go, get them. They are tameh because they were out of your sight. You're not doing a good job being shomer them. Nafal dal yo l'toch baro shel am ha'aretz. Let's say your bucket fell into the well of am ha'aretz. Halach la'vi b'maya lenu. And then you went to go find something to help raise it up. You went to go get some rope or whatnot. Tameh. Because it was in the domain of an am ha'aretz, even for a moment, for some time. And then it's impure for 7 days with the impurity that's derived from corpses. Even though the am ha'aretz didn't touch the bucket in the cistern, the chachamim didn't differentiate regarding kelim in the domain of an am ha'aretz and ruled all of them to be tameh. Mission number 4, hamaniach et beito patuach u'metzau patuach. You leave your house open and you find it open. Na'ul u'matzav na'ul. It was locked and you find it locked. Patuach u'matzav na'ul. Or you left it open and you find it locked. Tahor. All those cases are tahor. It's either this. Well, we'll explain why in a second. Na'ul u'matzav patuach. Let's say you left it locked and you found it open. Rabbi Meir mitameh v'chachamim taharin. If you left it locked and you found it open, that means that someone obviously opened it. And the question is, did that person go in? So Rabbi Meir says, yes, they did. Someone had chutzpah enough to break into your house, then they certainly had chutzpah enough to go inside. The Chachamim say, no, Tahor, they were ganavim, they did break open the door, but since you don't see evidence inside of people having walked around, we can assume that they decided to break in, and then they decided once they got there, they changed their mind. Maybe they did tshuva, I don't know. But Chachamim rule that we can't presume that they went inside and made anything tameh. That is all for today. We will see you tomorrow.